Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Steve Carell answers some of Ellen's most burning questions. Kristen Bell spills the tea about Frozen 2's breakout song,
which Kevin is very excited about.
Very excited about.
We all are.
Yeah.
Well,
John Dorenbos
makes
a magical military reunion dream come true.
So cool.
And Ellen shares a very stressful problem that you might have right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, nice.
I was surprised.
I was surprised
how honest she was about
very
that.
Very honest.
Yeah. I'm Ed Glavin.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm your announcer, Kevin Lehman II.
This
wow, he
is
threw
60
me
minutes.
Your announcer. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Hope everyone's
to Ellen
having
on the
a
go.
Good week so
Hello,
far,
everyone.
Or wherever you're listening, or whenever you're listening. Sending love from the four of us.
I'm just saying, there's two people in the room currently wearing sweatshirts for the podcast. Ellen on the Go sweatshirts, but the front of the sweatshirt says Andy and Friends.
Yep.
So I believe they're available at the in the Ellen
are.
Shop online.
Yeah.
You can purchase your own Ellen on the Go
please,
podcast sweatshirt.
Please support our podcast that is self-financed at the moment.
It's like the Heart Wisdom Hour.
Thanks,
Jack
Ellen.
Cornfield.
Ellen wore that sweatshirt the other day.
Yes, she
did. Wear the
it
sweatshirt.
Very cute
we,
on her.
I think we posted a photo of her in that sweatshirt.
Yeah. How's everyone's week
and
so
Portia
far?
And Portia was like, where's my sweatshirt? I want a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So Portia has a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Hi, Portia. Hope you're wearing. I hope you're wearing your sweatshirt while you listen to
I
the
hope
podcast.
You paid retail.
I gifted Portia the sweatshirt.
See, this is why we're losing money on this podcast.
Yeah. This is why we are in
the red.
You think?
And I'm solely responsible for the financials.
Oh, are you?
This thing afloat.
And if we don't start.
Do you have like an Excel document?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know all those papers that Andy carries around?
Yeah. I really thought the award that we won, the People's Choice Award for Best Podcast, would turn things around.
Right.
And it may, but I'm not feeling it yet. So I'm feeling a little pinched. And so.
Pinched?
You know, yeah, financially
like a,
for this
like a,
podcast.
Like a balance obstruction? Or?
Yeah. And so the way to right the ship is for Portia to pay for the sweatshirt?
Well, it's a start. It's a start.
That
if
is
you can
why
tell, we're
Andy
on our...
is not in charge of budgets.
Yeah.
Steve Carell was here. Do
wait,
we love Steve Carell?
Kevin,
sorry.
Kevin,
you can tell we're on our
topic.
Best behavior. That people should know that our boss is in the room.
That's right.
Corporate.
Yes,
corporate
team.
David
corporate
Maguire.
Sensor.
Big Dave Maguire.
So as many of you know, the show is shot and produced here at Warner Brothers. And David Maguire, who is not on a microphone at the moment, is in the room supervising us. Mm-hmm. His job is sort of to be the liaison between the giant company Warner Brothers and the Ellen DeGeneres show.
And
when we have an issue, we go to David and he makes us feel like he's going to do something.
A time
about
of
it.
Need. If we have like a time of need, something urgent comes up. He's there 40, 45 minutes later, which is great.
which is
good.
Always
looks nice.
Because he doesn't want to deal with us when we're panicked. He lets us cool down.
Dave likes to show by example that nothing is that
urgent.
Important.
I like it. We should all live our lives more like
and
David.
Today,
agreed.
Today
me.
We needed Dave.
Yeah.
Dave showed up. He came through. It was taken care of. It was done. It's in the bag.
Is
fine.
It?
Solved. No problem. It's over.
Mary, I should get back to you about that.
Then... just right before we started the podcast, someone came into the room and go, remember how we all thought it was all tied up and taken care of?
Yeah.
It's not.
That's not Dave's fault.
It was not Dave's fault. He's also a favorite of the writers. He's often in our skits.
Yes, he is.
Kurt and Bernie.
Is he Kurt or Bernie?
He's...
Do you know?
Yes, I do. I just have to think about it.
Kurt.
You're Bernie.
So he is a big muckety-muck vice president at Warner Brothers, but we just call him corporate.
Wait a minute. A vice president doesn't show up 40 minutes
no.
late. He's an executive vice president.
That's a big muckety-muck.
We call EVP.
That's right.
A big deal.
If he were any bigger, it would just be P.
But what we call him when he's in our office is corporate.
Yeah.
That's his nickname. We say corporate's here.
Yeah.
But we love Dave Maguire. He's been part
he's
of our
beloved.
Ellen. He's beloved here.
He's so beloved. We don't have him on the mic.
I know.
Well, as a corporate liaison, he prefers to be seen
key.
And not
it's
heard.
Best,
low
it's best
key.
That he's, it's we best
talk
that
about
he not
Steve
be
Carell.
Sullied. He's
he
not
can,
sullied by this.
Steve Carell.
Yes.
Here.
What
okay.
have to do with it?
Lives in, well, he lives in Dave Maguire's neighborhood, I just realized. Does he play golf with you? Is he at the golf club?
So I'm reading the Bob Iger book over the weekend.
Interesting.
And there's a he has a meeting.
Yes.
And he says, so we met at a country club that's very close to the studio.
Yeah, near, we know where. Nearby, we're not nearby country club.
We're not going to say the name out loud, but yes, they live in that neighborhood. There's never a time Steve Carell visits. This was his 17th visit here, I believe it was.
16th?
16th. I mean, you can't not love Steve Carell. And the generation.
He's smart, he's funny. He's self-deprecating.
And I have 13-year-old twin boys who are obsessed with The Office.
Like, oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I mean, Michael Scott is one of the favorite TV characters in my home.
It's so Scott's Tots.
And your boys are part of Scott's Tots, right?
Yes, they were part of that program.
their college is going to be paid for?
But he was here for his role in The Morning Show.
Yes.
Which is, you haven't seen it, it's on Apple TV. I very much like it. I'm only 4 episodes in, so I don't know what's going to happen. But at this point, I think the acting and the casting is tremendous.
I love the show.
It gives me anxiety, but I love it.
Yes. You know, it's about life on a network morning show.
Yeah.
And when I heard the topic and I heard that Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston were going to be part of it, I thought, well, that's exciting. And then Steve Carell joined, and I was like, well, that's even better. And then the writing and the acting are fantastic on the show. It's just, it's really compelling. And at the end of every episode, you're like, wow, I can't believe that happened.
They all end with a great moment.
Yeah, they end with a great moment of like, wow.
Yeah.
So check it out on Apple TV.
But he got to play Burning Questions on our show, which has become a really fun game for us.
It is.
And a fun game for Ellen.
And it has to be played with a celebrity who is unafraid to answer any question.
Right. Have we had celebrities who have been afraid to answer questions?
Well, we don't ask them unless we think
that they'll be.
And I think we sort of convey that. Like Ellen asks whatever she wants, and you have to answer it. There's no free passes.
And the questions
there's
fun.
No timer, but there's a component where you hit a red button right after, so you feel rushed to answer it.
Right.
Kevin, first celebrity crush.
Pia Zadora.
First celebrity crush.
Let's go.
I'm blanking. I'm trying to
see. Okay.
Sydney Poitier.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. Britney Spears. Kevin, your biggest fear?
Oh, talking in front of people.
Interesting.
Okay. Sure.
Your body part that you love the most about yourself?
Not my teeth.
My body part that you love most?
I love your butt.
See, that's sort of how the game works. And anyway, here is Steve Carell, who is a celebrity playing it.
What was your favorite job before getting into acting?
Produce.
What did you do with produce?
I wrapped fruit in plastic at a grocery store. Wasn't really my favorite job.
Well, you said it was.
Is this called burning lies?
What's the most useless talent that you have? Oh, wow. You can just do that on cue.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's useless. What's your best beauty tip?
Pluck. No questions.
Pluck.
Don't ask.
I won't. 3 words that best describe you.
Here's Steve Carell.
What is something you do that embarrasses your kids?
Doghead.
Do you have a favorite child?
Yes.
You're invited to a dinner party. What do you bring?
Dip.
What kind?
Veggie. With ridged potato chips. Almost said the product name.
Then you could get a commercial for Super Bowl again.
Later. Ruffle!
What's the worst habit that you'll never break?
I smoke like a chimney.
Yeah.
I don't smoke.
You don't smoke. Those are 2 lies that you've told so far, produce and that you smoke like a chimney. What kind of habit that you have that you won't break? What is it?
Diet soda.
Oh, that's so bad for you.
I know.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. What flavor? Because you could do a Super Bowl commercial.
Andy, let me hear your best Cardi B. Okay, with the R's.
Okur.
Good, Ed.
Okur.
Oh, that's better.
Ed, that was very good. Mary Bear?
Wait, I come. Part
no.
Two. Okur.
You only get one.
Okur.
Not bad.
Kevin?
Steve Carell and Ellen tried it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd I liked
go?
It very much.
Yeah,
would you like to hear how it went?
I want to hear yours first, Kev.
Ogur.
What? Oh my God. That's
mine,
a stunted. He's been stunted.
Suddenly
he can't roll an R.
Seems
Kev,
to be
do
much
an
better.
Impression of Cardi B saying one sentence.
Oh gosh. I'm not an impressionist.
But she is something.
But the way she like trails off,
oh,
like
I know. It's so funny so listening
fun
to her
listening
talk.
To her.
You can't.
I can't take my eyes off her.
If you're listening, you can't stop listening. If you're watching, it's just the most compelling thing in the world.
Steve Carell talked about Cardi B and Billie Eilish. Take a listen.
Hey, I was Cardi B for Cardi E for Halloween.
Uh huh.
And you know Cardi B because you did the Super Bowl commercials with her.
Kind of.
So, did you enjoy being around her?
Never met her.
No.
Yes. The day that we shot, they were separate days, so they had a double, and they shot over the double to me, and they shot over my double to her, and I've never met her, and it's a tragedy, really.
It is. Well, now we all know it. It is a tragedy. We all just assumed that was the
nope,
two of you
see,
together.
See, that's not her right there.
No. So, well, that was excellent acting on both of your parts, because it... You fooled us. We thought that she was there and you were there, and
it's kind of magic.
Yeah, and you learned the okr.
Oh yeah, my kids love when I do that.
Do it.
Okr.
You did it.
They think I am so lame when I do that. It's the worst, but you have to do it to embarrass your children.
Do you do that around them a lot? I mean, it's pretty cool that you were in a commercial with Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty cool that you are doing all the things you're doing. You were in the Billie Eilish video. I mean, there's some cool things. She references you and...
Yeah, there was some definite credibility I gained with my children with the Billie Eilish thing.
Have you ever met her?
I never had and still haven't, but she called to ask whether, you know, she could use some Michael Scott stuff for her album.
Yeah.
And I was not familiar with her music, and I asked my daughter Annie, I said, Billie Eilish, would this be cool? And instantly, oh, Dad, yeah, you have to do that. That's totally cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a lot of cred with especially my daughter.
It seems like cool people want to be associated with you but not in the same room with you. It seems
right. That's exactly right.
That's what it seems like to me.
Yes. A distant association.
Right.
Because right up close, not so cool
no,
anymore.
No, I can feel that now.
I know.
So this has become like a recurring theme on our show, and I'm always fascinated by it, because I'm dealing right now with kids who could not be more irritated at everything I say. They mm-hmm. used to be, Dad was the greatest, and now everything I say, it's like a cat with the hair up. Like, they just don't want to hear it.
Right.
And so I find that on our show, we revisit that theme where you have someone like Steve Carell who has teenagers.
Sure.
And you say, okay, so you've done something with Billie Eilish. You've done something with Cardi B. Are you cool to your kids?
Right.
No.
No.
And you just realize no matter who you are, whether you're Laura Dern and Kanye West is wearing a shirt with your picture on it, your kids will always, no matter who you are.
I think... Even if they say no, I think if you have those types of cred with your kids, it means a bit.
I don't know.
It means a little bit.
What do you mean?
It means, you know, Laura Dern was like, my kids actually think I'm kind of cool for Kanye West
for
having...
For a minute.
But like a minute, like who wouldn't take a minute from a teenager?
In my experience, you don't want to be cool to your kids.
I know what you're saying. It's not being cool. It's that like... I just sometimes can't believe how easy a parent I am, and they're still so annoyed with me. They're so, like, when do they come back to you? When do they come back around and go, oh, Dad, you're fun to be around?
Is there going
to
be a moment in the next week when you're driving your kids to school and they're listening to the podcast and hearing this conversation?
Well, if I force them to, because I do control the radio for those 4 minutes.
That's one of the reasons they don't like you.
See, I turn over radio rights. I don't, on the
you do.
On the way to school... Sarah and Katie picked the music.
I've turned over so many rights to my kids that's what, I mean, they run the show. They run the Lasner home. But the truth is, I'm always comforted a little bit and then a little bit angry when I hear like, oh, yeah, but my kids still are annoyed by me, like a Steve Carell or whoever they are. And I'm like, wow, it really is universal. They get to this age and we are just annoying.
I think that's what's supposed to happen.
Did that happen? Because I really look at the Lehman family as like one of the happiest families that I always, when you guys are together, I mean this, I feel like, wow, they really like have a good working.
We like each other very much.
You like each other. Did any of the Lehman kids go through?
Ed's right. I don't think you think your parents are cool, especially at that age.
Right.
I will say I didn't take a bus to school. We didn't have them in Arizona.
Right.
And my dad would use that like 7-minute car ride was always like a life lesson. And he would title them very inappropriately.
Right.
Like when I was going through puberty, there was like, help, there's a rocket in my pocket was one of the
Okay. I love your dad.
Were you alone in the car? Were your sisters?
No,
we're going to need his dad on this podcast. Yeah.
I'll never forget when my dad had the rocket in my pocket conversation with me. I believe we were on our way to church.
I do use that time.
But he's like, that's your time. They're stuck with you and they have to listen to you.
I do use those 4 minutes to try and get something in there, but.
Yeah. They often love this part. They often get a little chat. Some might call a lecture from me.
Yeah.
On the way to school, and then as soon as they can get me to stop talking, mm-hmm. then we pick music and they play music.
My boys always had my daughter never had this, but my boys always had a couple of areas where they just knew that I was a loose cannon. Where there's just a tiny bit of fear.
Yeah.
like the way they treated their mom was an area where...
Yes.
Like if you're mean
that's
to your
a big
mom,
one for me.
That's not going to go well for you.
Oh, yeah.
Ever, ever, ever. And if, God forbid, you say something off color to your mom and you don't think I'm in the room...
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore because they're 23 and 21. Right. But when they were that age, 11, 12, 13, that was just... They would be like, oh, he's...
Yeah.
That's a big crazy. One for me. They can be like whatever with me. But when I hear them be disrespectful to Lori for whatever reason, that just pushes a button in me. That
and I wasn't the one that got them. I was never on my kids about grades because I was like the worst student in the history of America. Right. So
that's
I almost failed out of high school my freshman year. So I totally relate to underperforming in school. I didn't care.
Right.
I want them to be decent people, work hard, try their best.
That's how I feel.
Right. Be nice to their people around them and their mom.
Be nice to your mom.
By the way... happy birthday to Lori Lassner.
Thank you.
Over the weekend, Lori Lassner had a birthday.
Yes, she did.
And, very, not long after the boys had a birthday.
Within like 2 weeks. Really what I always say to her it was November 9th, and on November 10th, what I always say to her is, let's really focus on my birthday now.
No.
December 30th. Now we really can point our ships towards Andy's birthday a month and a half.
Your ships.
Nice. That's
or whatever you point.
Did she like her gifts?
Your rocket.
She loved her gifts. She was very grateful for all the gifts. I got her a pretty bracelet. I got her a massage from the kids at a place she likes to go to, Burke Williams, if you want to send me anything. She was very happy. She had, birthdays are tough for some people. I wouldn't say it's tough for her, but I definitely think she's struggling a little bit with the idea of getting older, but more importantly, with the boys pulling away a little bit.
Yeah,
she's having a hard time with it. It is. And she's the one who always says to me, they'll come back, right? They'll come back.
Yeah.
They go, you are always their mom.
Yes, absolutely.
And know that they're all tough with their friends. And as soon as they hurt themselves, they're like cuddling with you.
Right.
That actually just happened. And I'm like, you're always going to be their mom. Yeah.
For those of you just joining us, this is not Dr. Laura. This is Ellen on the Go. But we are going to get back to our show pretty soon.
Okay. We don't have to keep all this.
No, I love it. I'm just joking, Andy.
But I would like your dad here with Life Lesson. We should.
Oh, don't.
Could he
if
tape
you say
them?
That on the air, you better cut this out or he'll be here.
Could he tape like a quick life lesson that we roll into here?
He could. Sure. No, he could. We could put him on the box next podcast, maybe next week anyway.
Yeah.
And just have him appear. We just put a little microphone up against that thing. We have the technology. Are you kidding me?
The face on Kevin, like this is. He is already worried about what this will be.
He's going to see all the empty boxes on the board and wonder why he's not in all of them.
Why hasn't he put 17
we'll have
years?
To put black
my son
there,
is
like
an executive producer and
does
I
he
have
ever,
not.
Kev, does he ever say to you, how come you're on the show and I'm not?
Oh, gosh. He says things mother, like, when I'm dead and gone, this is what you'll regret.
But
my God.
So but here's the thing. Here's the thing. He has an audience. He has a base. He has people. If you don't know, his father is a lecturer. He's an author. He speaks about important things.
He's a professor.
I understand him asking, when am I going to be on the show? My mother, who has zero experience and thank God stopped a couple years ago, but on a yearly basis said, I couldn't do a 5-minute Hanukkah cooking segment.
Oh my gosh,
and I go,
yes.
I would always say, ha ha. And she goes, no, I'm being serious. Like, you do so much for 12 days and Christmas. I would just, let me show her how to make latkes.
What
so
day does she want?
So that's finally stopped.
What day does she want?
No, never.
We have some openings.
Is she out here at all in December?
No, she's not.
Oh my gosh, that would make me so happy.
But anyway.
I love your mother.
I want to talk about a company that sounds incredible to me. And the company I'm talking about is called ID Tech. So if your child has an okay tech learning experience, it might feel more like homework. But if they have the best experience doing something they're passionate about, it could light a fire in them for the rest of their life. That's the gift ID Tech can give them. Whether they're interested in coding, video game development, robotics, or video production, ID Tech can guide your child from casual explorer to college-bound pro. Their rockstar instructors transform a love of apps and video games like Fortnite into a foundation for college, internships, and dream careers at companies like Google and Disney. Kids have a blast exploring their interests and build the STEM skills employers are desperate for. ID Tech was founded in Silicon Valley. Now they have programs at 150 prestigious campus destinations worldwide, from Caltech and NYU to Cambridge and the University of Hong Kong. Chances are you can find a location within driving distance. There are courses for all skill levels. Beginners are welcome, and advanced students have a place to be challenged and grow. When you invest in your child today, tomorrow takes care of itself. So nurture their interests now with help from ID Tech. Visit idtech.com/Ellen today to reserve your child's spot and receive $75 off. You heard me. This is a great gift for the holidays, so now's the time to do it. That's idtech.com/Ellen for $75 off. idtech.com/Ellen. But speaking of parenting and moms,
yes,
and dads.
Sure.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen
How
Bell.
How do you like
Kristen
that segue?
That was really good.
Nice, nicely
I
done.
I did not see that one coming.
I did not. The lovely Kristen Bell was here.
Tell
Ken
me
Jeong
what she
was
said
guest
about
hosting.
Frozen 2.
Yes. Yes.
We were doing a meeting.
Didn't divulge a lot, but she said that Olaf has a song that will
Olaf
be
has
the
song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kristoff, not Olaf. Kristoff.
Kristoff
has a big song?
Yeah. Hmm. I thought it was Olaf.
Ken Jeong attended a screener in the morning of Frozen 2 because he was the guest host and he was interviewing Kristen, and he mentioned that song to her, that Jonathan Groff has this beautiful song that he loved so much. He thought it was just incredible.
Wow.
I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah. I'm going to see it too. As soon as I'm going to see Frozen 1.
Oh,
and then as soon as I have grandkids, I'm going to for sure see it.
When you have grandkids, you're going to tuck into Frozen in
a way.
Yeah.
You see how I am with Katie. I'm perfect.
Yep.
Well, here's Kristen Bell telling us everything we need to know about.
A grande and a brownie.
With guest host Ken Jeong.
By the way, I just saw the movie. It's amazing. You are tremendous in it. It is better than the first. I love it. I can't wait to see. Yes, yes. There are songs adults will love. There is a song by Kristoff that is literally, it is the most hilarious. It's maybe the funniest, coolest thing.
It's so great. And it might be one of the breakout songs because we actually just shot a very fun, Weezer covered it and did a very fun music video, and you might know somebody who's in it. It's really cool.
Me?
It's really
Am I
cool.
in it?
No,
no, you, you. No, yeah,
me,
oh, yeah.
Me. That was me, yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay, you're right. Yeah. Right. Got it.
Yeah, it's great. I'm very proud of it.
And it's just, you just must be so happy that it just came, you know.
I am.
You know, the fact that it's been, you know, like being part of some sequels myself, like Hangover 2, Hangover 3,
yeah.
And then it's... You know, when sometimes the anticipation and the years build up, it just must be so nice to have
it. It's here.
Yeah, it's here.
Yes, and right? Also because I, again, in my desperation to show my kids I'm cool, I told them everything about the plot like 2 years ago.
Oh, God.
And then it occurred to me, I'm in breach of my contract. So I signed an NDA and I did not have them sign NDAs, so I'm 2 weeks out from the heart palpitations of them spilling the beans and Disney suing me.
Right.
So I've got 2 more weeks to go, and then I'm no longer in breach, so I'm very excited that the movie's finally here.
That's awesome.
All right, on the subject of Frozen and kids.
Yes.
Yep.
I forgot to tell you, Mary.
Yeah, uh-oh.
That Katie,
yep,
not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Katie is Mary's younger daughter.
She said to me, I have a godfather and godmother, and they are Sumner and Robin.
Yes,
right.
I was like, that's great. And she said, and you are my godfather.
Really?
Sumner is my godfather. You are my godfather.
Yeah. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Here's what you need to know about Katie. She is really smart.
She knows who's fine at the Frappuccino.
She's really smart. She knows how to just tuck right into Ed Glavin. Right.
And what you should know is that since I was instructed by her a Frappuccino many Saturdays if we surf together, and I was instructed to reduce the size of her Frappuccino from grande to tall. And since we were getting a tall, we did not mobile order. We went up to the counter, and I said, now before you put anything into this drink, take the empty cup. I want a bunch of caramel drizzle, and I want a bunch of chocolate drizzle. Then make the drink.
Wow.
Then put the whip on top of it. I want more caramel drizzle. Then I want more chocolate drizzle.
This is a very special order.
Thanks, Eddie. I love it so much.
And then you deal with the crash from this.
Yeah. No, that was you talking, right?
Yeah.
Not Katie talking.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
That's Ed.
She said I have to get a tall. I said, we'll get you a tall.
We're going to
get you a tall, but you're going to love it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best tall you ever had in your
tall
life.
Tall extra.
That's really funny.
And I got Sarah one, too. Sarah took one.
I love it.
Difference is Katie drinks all of hers, and Sarah has like four sips.
And Sarah is a very patient big sister.
Yes.
Very
Kristen
sweet.
Bell yeah. also.
When we sit in the Starbucks, sorry, Katie has a certain seat she likes me to. I have to sit in a certain spot.
Yeah.
Like, you're here. You're sitting here. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it at the same table?
It doesn't have to be the same table. It has to be next to Katie. Apparently.
Next to Katie. Yeah. That's so cute.
It's very sweet.
And so here's just the Saturday morning ritual lately has been we bring the kids surfing where Ed and Debbie are surfing. And first of all, if you ever get the chance to see Debbie Glavin surf, it's the most elegant thing you've ever seen in your life.
It's amazing.
She makes it look so
That's
easy.
Incredible.
She makes it look effortless. She just like is fantastic.
Yeah.
She's like the model to watch as like a grown up learning how to surf. And then afterwards we go to Starbucks. And now the new trend is that both my children, after surfing, don't want to ride in the car with Julie and I to go to Starbucks. They want to go in Ed's truck.
Oh, my gosh. I like that you guys spend no less than 400 hours with each other Monday through Friday. Yeah. And now we're spending some extra time on the weekends.
That's so funny.
I would say that this
so
past
cute.
Saturday, maybe I said 10 words to Ed. He was in the water doing his surfing. Yeah. I was in the water doing my surfing. And to the point where I did not have you alone long enough to say, tall drinks at Starbucks.
Yes, you texted me.
No grandes. Yeah. I had to text him.
Oh my gosh, that's
because
so funny.
We just never... Yeah.
That is so sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm a really, really strong surfer, so, you know, I'm a lot of time on the wave. You know what I mean?
I hate to break up this conversation, but we need to talk about kids that really matter, celebrity kids. I've always said that if I was to be reincarnated as someone's kids, I'd want to be Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard's kids.
Yep.
Here's a little bit from Kristen Bell about what life is like in their home.
You know what? It's like I just turned, you know, in my I just turned 50, but it's fine.
That's a milestone.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I look great.
I look great. Yes.
I'm fine. You know, what's the old saying? Black don't crack, well, Asian don't raisin. Anyway, just saying.
I'm so jealous.
It's fine. But apparently, like...
I turned 39 this year.
Wow. Amazing.
But again, my kids again, just, they're so dumb. And I asked them on the morning of my birthday how old they thought I was turning. And I said, how old do you think mommy's turning? And the little one goes, 63? And then I was like, okay. She's 4 years old. I can give her some credit there. And then I looked at the older one who's supposed to be like doing math in school. Right. And I said, how old do you think mommy's turning? And she goes, 89? Brutal. They're brutal.
Oh my God.
But I took it as a compliment. Because I thought maybe they just look great to them.
If they really loved you, it'd be like 185
that's
or something.
Right. Hopefully next year.
Hopefully next year.
I'll be turning 185.
Yeah. Well, that's a fun house you have. Yeah, I can just tell you, Dax, and the kids. That's just
it's nice, but it's
laughs galore, huh?
Yeah, but you got to stay on your toes. Well, you know, because you had two girls when they're little, and ours are—they really keep us on our toes because they're pranksters.
Really,
which is like exhausting, but I'm also like, oh, you're developing a sense of comedy. I love it. Yeah. But previous things they've done, I remember they used up a whole roll of scotch tape and they taped gum to my chair. It was unchewed though, which I was like, I don't get it, but okay. And it was just all these like pockets of bubble gum stuck to the chair. They've also, what else have they done? They got me real good. I was making dinner, they were being nice to each other. I knew something was wrong. And they said, Mom, we want to cuddle in your room before we go to sleep. And I was like, okay. But again, I'm so suspicious. We walk into my bedroom. I pull back my sheets. They have dumped easily a gallon of water onto my mattress. It was saturated. And then tucked into the sheets, they also put pumpkins, because this was like last week, what? And a bunch of their dirty underwear.
What?
And I was like, ha, huh. And they're laughing. They are like spitting up their laughing so hard. And then I like tried to shake it off and then I sat them down and we had to have a conversation, a serious one, about thinking about how much cleanup the prankie will have to do after a prank.
Right.
So they can do the pranks, but they've always done it. They've always done it.
That's wonderful. Would you rather be one of Kristen and Dax's kids or one of Ellen and Portia's pets?
Wow.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow.
I'd rather be one of Ellen and Portia's pets.
Me too.
Yeah, probably.
I would also like to be Kristen Bell's secret boyfriend.
yeah, I think
she's Debs. So adorable.
I think the pet.
The pet.
But yeah.
Yeah, pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that one video of the running out by the lawn in the pool?
Yeah.
Because then you get get to live in all of Ellen and Portia's beautiful homes.
Yeah, send Ellen and Portia out to
you
work.
You get to live in a home that's the size of a national park.
And make the kibble.
Yeah, make the kibble.
So you just said their yard's the size of a national park.
But it's true. That's how you get to live. And if you're an animal, why not?
Yeah.
John Dornbos.
Not a great transition that time, Andy.
No, you feel rushed.
I feel a little rushed because I feel like we did a lot of talking about ourselves and our children, and I think people are really here to talk about celebrity. And as the only celebrity on this podcast, I don't want to make it just about me. I want to make it about other celebrities.
I see.
But seriously.
Well, take us there then.
Kevin John Dornbos.
Yes. What a crazy life. Such a great, I love when he's here. Huge energy, huge spirit. Makes the whole audience like, instantly energized. And if you don't know his story, you should check out his book.
And here's the thing. John Dornbos could have a lot of reasons to be bitter and downtrodden about his life and his experiences.
Sure.
Like, and you could not blame the guy
for
the things that happened. He had a career-ending heart ailment that took him out of football before he was ready to go. He had tragedy in his family very early on, just horrific. And you wouldn't blame him if he didn't have a bright and sunny view of the world.
Sure.
And yet, he has found a way to
be amazing,
see the bright side of things.
Yeah.
And
he helped us with one of my favorite things in life, which is a military reunion. And he helped us pull it off.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun. And you definitely want to watch this. But I think by listening, you can hear some of the excitement.
And before we play the clip, let me just say this. So we had this story, which was a military reunion. The wife was 9 months pregnant, and her husband was deployed, I believe, in Afghanistan. She thought she was going to see him in a few weeks. He'd been gone for 6 or 8 months, but we were able to get it moved up.
And he was going to miss the birth of the child.
He was going to miss the birth of the child, yes. Big omission there. And John Dornbos was booked to be on the show a week later to promote his book, telling his life story.
Mm-hmm.
And he changed everything around to come a week early so that he could facilitate a magic trick which revealed this guy to his wife on the day before she delivered their baby.
And how about he just happens to have a magic trick where he can where he can make
that's
a Marine appear.
It came very handy.
He goes, I'm going to be in Arizona, so I can make it, but I got to stop in Vegas and pick up a box. Which the guy was revealed in.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was really great. Cool. Here's a listen, and then I'll just say, if you get a chance, you should watch it on your DVR, because it's really
amazing. And by John's book, it's a great holiday gift.
What is your name?
My name is Ashley Carter.
Hi, Ashley. And where do you live and what do you do?
I live in San Clemente on Camp Pendleton with my husband, who's in the infantry. We have two kids and one on the way. Awesome.
Wow, so your husband is with you now or no?
No, he's deployed.
Oh, okay, all right. And you have two other kids?
Yes.
Okay, how old are they?
I have Olivia, she's 8, and then I have Jessa, she's 2.
Okay, great, all right. Well, what are we doing?
Let's rock this. Stand here. You each got a Sharpie, you guys are gonna use them. So all I want you to do, Ellen, is I'm gonna riffle through here. Say stop.
Stop.
There it is. We got a card right here. It's the Four of Clubs. Ellen, just sign it. There we go. We're gonna show the camera there so that everybody can see it. We're gonna take your four, Ellen, and we're gonna kind of put it somewhere down here in the center. Ashley, you're gonna do the same thing. Are you ready?
Yes.
Just say stop.
Stop.
Right here. Whatever card this is. We got a card right here. It is the Queen of Hearts. Do me the favor, sign that bad boy. Perfect. We got a Queen of Hearts. We got a Four of Clubs. Ashley, yours is gonna go in the center like so. Now, it's a cool move. If you just kind of take your hand and give it a little shake, I can reverse one of those cards. Ah, we get yours, Ashley, huh?
Oh, boy.
Just wait, it gets better. Just wait. And if we just give it a little shake this way, we can actually get Ellen's card to reverse as well. Now, here's what I love about Ellen. She has a way of finding us and bringing us all together, and her four has found its way right by your queen.
What?
Now, this is what's killer. Now, watch this. I'm gonna take these two cards, and if you hold the two like this, and you square them up, and you hold them tight, you can actually get them to, you can kind of square them up this way, right? Can you put your hand out flat? And Ellen, if you would, just take your hand and put your hand on top, keep them squared up.
Yeah? Okay.
And it's just a snap. Ellen, pick your hand up. Like I said, Ellen does magic, brings us together. This is one card completely. You can tear that. These two cards have completely joined. Now look, I know what you guys are thinking. Ellen, you had a free choice. Ashley, you had a free choice. I got a giant card right here. I mean, it's hard to miss, right? I made a prediction. I thought the two cards that would be picked, Ellen, your Queen of Hearts, Ashley, your Four of Clubs, and that they would come together. Now, let the truth be known. The magic's not in these cards. The magic's in Ellen, because she finds a way to bring us all together. We know your husband's deployed, and we know that he's gonna miss the birth of your child. But this is where Ellen can make the real magic happen. So I've never done anything like this, I've never done anything this big, but I think we might be able to make something happen. Do me a favor and turn around.
All right, there you go. Mm-hmm. John Dor, you know, he's got a Super Bowl ring, whatever.
He does.
Yeah.
He
don't worry about it.
He lends that Super Bowl ring to Ed Glavin.
Long snapper for the Philadelphia Eagles, my beloved Philadelphia Eagles, for more than 10 years, I believe, one of their longest standing players ever.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Ellen's house fly, her rescue fly, Kev?
Well,
yeah, Kev,
I mean, this is just a problem that every single person has probably ever had in their life.
Yep.
And Ellen talked about it.
Yep.
Here.
Let me tell you something that happened to me last night. I was having a fly problem, not like a fly on my pants, not a zipper. The buzzing around kind of fly that, you know, and she was buzzing around all night long. I was trying to sleep. By the way, you see I did that? It's she? Yeah. I made my house fly. She. I'm very progressive like that. The future is female, and so is the house fly. And now, I've said this before, but I don't know why we named them house flies. And maybe if we had named them outdoor flies, they would know where they're supposed to be. But they feel entitled to be in because we gave them that name. I don't know why they want to be in our house so bad. It really is ridiculous. It's me and Portia and our 7 animals and an open jar of honey and a compost pile of banana peels. And for some reason, they want to be in the house. Anyway, I wanted to get this fly out of the house because it was in the house. And I didn't want to hurt it, though. So I said, Portia, kill the fly. And she didn't want to hurt it either. And long story short, we live with a fly now. It's a rescue fly. So we tried to shoo it out, and that never works. You know, here they buzz around, they stay at the window, and then when you go to open the window, they go the other direction to see the rest of the house. Like, I haven't seen the bathroom yet. Like, you know. And as soon as you're trying to get that one out, two others came in, and then you start thinking, you know who I wish was here now is that spider I killed last week. That he'd know what to do. The cat sometimes would kill something, but our cats are lazy. They know they're rich. They're just sitting around. Normally, when there's a fly in the house, what I do is I sell the house. And I just sell it and buy a new one, and I get the money from the new owner, and then I run away going, see you, suckers, there's a fly in the house. But I like this house, so I'm not. This is my forever house, and I call it that because I'm going to keep it for 4 more weeks. And fortunately, all of you, there's no flies in here at all. There's toxic mold that keeps them away.
Here's the line that has stayed with me.
What?
Through all of this, is that maybe the problem is that we've been calling them house flies.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
That made me laugh really hard.
We are out of time.
That's it?
We're out of time.
But wait, I had more.
We're out of money.
I had more stories about my children.
Spotify or wherever you're listening right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen Weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
See you next time or listen to you next time. I don't know. We won't see you, but thank you.
We could. We could see them.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.